Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, with other area business leaders, I met with the two remaining candidates to become Lansing's next mayor. I asked both about their understanding of the city government's nearly $700 million of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits, which, among the 10 largest municipalities in the state, are the highest after the city of Detroit. I also asked what plans they had on how to address this financial crisis. Both candidates are definitely aware of the problem to a degree. They also made it clear that they have no immediate cutbacks or tax hikes planned as soon as they get into office. These unfunded liabilities are increasing almost $100,000 for every day's delay in coming up with a resolution. As frustrating as this lack of action may be, it is somewhat understandable. To manage this problem, all Lansing stakeholders are going to suffer financial pain. Current and future city government retirees will see pensions and health care benefits reduced. Taxpayers will be squeezed to pay more taxes. Some current city employees will lose their jobs as services are cut back. Functions where the city now competes with the private sector will be eliminated. City assets such as the Board of Water and Light and the Grosbeck Golf Course may be sold. As these actions are proposed, those negatively impacted are going to object strongly. They will argue that other parties should bear the brunt of the financial suffering. But that just isn't possible. The next mayor of Lansing, the sooner the better, needs to lay out the full scope of the financial crisis and make it clear that Lansing city government can no longer continue operating as it has up to now. Unless a huge number of changes are made soon, Lansing city government will go into bankruptcy, a step that taxpayers, the city government, and city employees all want to avoid. Come back tomorrow for a bonus edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, where I will discuss some of the hard policy decisions Lansing's next mayor and the city council will be forced to make. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.